This aircraft is a L1049 Lockheed Super Constellation VH-EAG, a long-range, once-pressurized airliner representing the absolute pinnacle of piston-to-engine transport aircraft design. The Super Constellation was the final evolution of the Constellation family, developed to meet increasing demands for speed, range, payload, and altitude in the post-war era. Every major aspect of its design reflects a deliberate engineering solution to the limitations of earlier aircraft. It was followed by the ultimate development of the line, the Lockheed L1649 Starliner, a long-ranged variant designed for transoceanic operations, of which 44 aircraft were built. The fuselage's distinctive variable section dolphin-shaped profile was engineered to minimize compressibility drag at high subsonic speeds, particularly in the critical Mach range encountered above 25,000 feet. This aerodynamic refinement allowed the aircraft to cruise efficiently at speeds exceeding 260 knots true airspeed, remarkable for a propeller-driven airliner. Power is provided by four Wright R3350 turbo compound engines, among the most complex piston engines ever placed into airline service. Each 18-cylinder air-cooled radial engine incorporates three exhaust-driven power recovery turbines with a fluid coupling into the crankshaft. This system reclaimed exhaust energy that would otherwise be lost, increasing effective power output while reducing specific fuel consumption. These engines demanded constant attention. Cylinder head temperatures, manifold pressure, fuel flow, and oil systems were all actively monitored and adjusted in flight. As a result, the Super Constellation required a dedicated flight engineer, making this a true three-crew aircraft. The triple-tail empennage was not aesthetic. It was structural and operational. By splitting the vertical stabilizer into three smaller surfaces, Lockheed achieved the required directional stability, while ensuring the aircraft could fit within the airport hangars, a significant constraint of the period. VH-EAG was fully pressurized, using engine-driven superchargers to maintain a cabin altitude of 8,000 feet while cruising well above the weather and turbulence. This system represented a major leap in passenger comfort and crew endurance on ultra-long-range flights. Fuel management was equally sophisticated. Fuel was carried across multiple wing and cross-section tanks, requiring continuous balancing to maintain center of gravity limits and lateral stability. Transfers were manually controlled, making fuel planning and monitoring a critical in-flight task. Navigation during VH-EAG's operational era relied on a combination of radio navigation aids, dead reckoning, and celestial navigation, particularly on long overwater sectors. Flights between Australia and Europe involved multiple intermediate stops, complex weather forecasting, and precise performance calculations at every stage. Today, VH-EAG is preserved and operated by the Historical Aircraft Restoration Society as a living example of mid-20th century aeronautical engineering. Maintaining this aircraft requires an intimate understanding of systems rarely seen in modern aviation, from carbureted radial engines, analog instrumentation, and power recovery turbines. Speed was in proportion to engine power. The HAAS L1049 VH-EAG stands not only as an aircraft, but as a flying textbook, a reminder of a time when engineering excellence, mechanical skill, and human judgment were inseparable from the act of flight.